Good evening, I'm Paul D'Arienzo with the headlines. The United States announced Wednesday it had already provided Ukraine with long-range missiles called ATACMS, with a range of 180 miles, capable of hitting targets in Russia. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We were unable to provide these ATACMS because of readiness concerns. But behind the scenes, the administration across the board has worked relentlessly to address those concerns. We now have a significant number of ATACMS coming off the production line and entering U.S. stocks. And as a result, we can move forward with providing ATACMS while also sustaining the readiness of the U.S. armed forces.
The weapons have fueled debate in NATO countries. Germany has so far refused to provide Ukraine with an even longer range system because it would directly involve Germany in the conflict. The United States says their missiles were used for the first time last week, striking a Russian airbase in Crimea. In more world news, the United Nations is demanding an investigation into a mass grave discovered in a courtyard in Gaza with hundreds of bodies, including children. Some of the bodies showed signs of torture and possibly of being buried alive. State Department spokesperson Vedant Patel.
We continue to find these reports incredibly troubling, and that's why yesterday you saw the National Security Advisor call for this to be thoroughly investigated. We want to see these facts looked into, and simultaneously we're continuing to press the government of Israel for more information.
And closer to home, the student movement opposing the Gaza war continued to spread across the United States and around the world. Students at the City University of New York erected tents and raised a Palestinian flag on campus Thursday. Students at the Fashion Institute of Technology also began an encampment at their Manhattan campus. Security blocked a pizza delivery and were met with chants of "Let them eat." Officials at the University of Southern California called off their commencement ceremony after protests sparked by the cancellation of a speech by a pro-Palestinian valedictorian. And thousands of students continued protesting at the University of Texas in Austin, where 50 peaceful protesters were arrested Wednesday. In more national news, the United States Supreme Court heard arguments on former President Donald Trump's claim he has absolute immunity from prosecution in a federal case involving classified documents. While some justices questioned Trump lawyer John Sauer about whether a president is entitled to immunity, the newest justice, Ketanji Brown Jackson, wondered about criminality in the Oval Office.
The most powerful person in the world, with the greatest amount of authority, could go into office knowing that there would be no potential penalty for committing crimes. I'm trying to understand what the disincentive is from turning the Oval Office into, the seat of criminal activity in this country.
And in more legal news, disgraced Hollywood film mogul Harvey Weinstein had his rape conviction in New York overturned on appeal Thursday. Weinstein was convicted of rape in New York and California and sentenced to long prison terms. Weinstein's attorney is Arthur Adela.
You know, this was a case about perversion. Well, in that courthouse, the trial, the laws were perverted because there was so much pressure, because Harvey was the face of this movement, that he had to be convicted. Under any circumstances, even if you have to throw the rule book out the window.
New York attorney Ron Kuby supported the appeals court, but he says that doesn't mean Weinstein is innocent.
Most of the important cases in American law are named after defendants who themselves are fairly despicable. Miranda rights, how important they are. We forget that Mr. Miranda was a kidnapper and rapist.
Kuby says the decision was correct because prosecutors overreached by bringing in extraneous testimony.
Three other witnesses were permitted to testify about things, terrible things that Harvey Weinstein had done to them. And that was under an exception to the basic rule that you can't do this. Prosecutors frequently seek to expand that exception.
Don't worry about Weinstein getting out of jail anytime soon.
Harvey Weinstein still has a 16-year sentence in California, which he will be heading out to serve for more sexual misconduct. So it's not as though Harvey Weinstein is walking free into the warm sun of a bright future.
Paul D'Arienzo, New York.